You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello and welcome to the William Hill European Football Podcast. Alex Dunn and Sam Norris here. Four games to go at in the final European Football Podcast before a well-earned winter break for myself and young Sam Norris next to me. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Alex.
How on earth are you?
Very good. We think it's well-earned, but...
I don't think listeners are of the same opinion.
Yeah, others may not agree.
No, possibly not. Yeah, winter break. Don't know when we're back. I haven't looked much past Christmas, I'll be honest.
No,
with you.
No, same.
But at some time in the new year, we will be back filling your ears with our dulcet tones. But it's a good podcast to go out on because we've got four crackers coming up, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got second versus third in the Bundesliga, first versus second in Serie A, and second versus third in the Eredivisie, and a bonus game from Serie A as well. So we've got some real top of the table tussles across Europe.
We have indeed. That's great. It's not alliteration, is it? What is it? No, it is
kind of is, yeah. Top of the table tussles,
that's,
yeah.
That's what I was
TTT,
trying to think
yeah.
It's been a long day. right, we will start in Germany with Leipzig against Hertha Berlin. This one is at 2:30 on Saturday. It's second against thirds. I don't think either side thought that they'd be here at this stage of the season. And it speaks volumes that both sides will be pretty disappointed coming off the back of a defeat. Hertha at home to Bremen. And Leipzig away at Ingolstadt, two sides who have struggled as well so far this season. So, yes, slightly disappointing short-term, but in the grand scheme of things, Leipzig have been absolutely stunning, haven't they?
Yes.
Letting in plenty, but scoring more, which is always good. And Hertha, they've always had potential, haven't they? In recent years as well, we've seen them every now and again just have the odd big result, big performance. They've managed to do it fairly consistently. There's only one side unbeaten in Germany, and that's Hoffenheim. There are sides who are overachieving this season. Leipzig are doing their best to push Bayern. Dortmund are underachieving, it's fair to say, as are Leverkusen, as are Schalke, as are Mönchengladbach. But it's quite refreshing, isn't it, to see some fresh blood up at the top.
Yeah, absolutely. And a competitive edge to the league as well. I mean, I don't think any of us think Red Bull Leipzig are going to take Bayern all the way throughout the course of the season, but they are level on points, and we saw last season with Leicester that miracles do happen. As you say, Leipzig and Hertha both enjoying fine campaigns. If it wasn't for Leipzig doing as well as they've done, Hertha would probably be the story in Germany. I think that's probably helped them in a way, because they've been in the top four all season long. And if it was Dortmund there instead of Leipzig, everyone would be sort of watching Hertha every week and, you know, thinking, can Hertha continue this? But the fact that the spotlight has been very much on Leipzig has allowed Hertha to go about their business a little bit more quietly. And, you know, they're sitting third in the table. They are 6 points behind Leipzig. But as you quite rightly mentioned, both sides really disappointed last week. Leipzig obviously lost their unbeaten tag in the league. It was 13 games unbeaten in the Bundesliga this season. And again, I didn't think they'd go unbeaten all season, but I thought they might get the job done against what were then bottom of the table, Ingolstadt. So that was a real shock for them. Ingolstadt, obviously, via that victory, move up to second bottom. Hertha were beaten at home by Werder Bremen, who have been really struggling as well there. They're down in the lower echelons of the table. So two sides who will be motivated to get back on track here. And I think given that goals are probably the play here for me. I think the over 2.5 is in the betting at 21-20. And you look at, I mean, neither side have been shy in terms of goal scoring this season. We know that because of their position in the table. But both win a lot of games sort of 3-2 by those kind of scorelines. I mean, you only have to go back two games for Hertha's last 3-2 victory. Leipzig, four games ago, they won 3-2. Both sort of have that profile of scoring and conceding goals. And that's very much backed up by the numbers as well. Leipzig games this season average 2.9 goals. Hertha Berlin's games average 2.7 goals. So I think with a combination of two good teams whose confidence won't have been dented last week, they'll both be thinking, right, we're better than that. We need a big result. So let's get back on terms here. In terms of an outright, Leipzig are shorter than I would have expected them to be.
Yeah, 4-6, the draw 13-5, and Hertha at 92, I won't want to take them on the outright, maybe, but there's certainly some room for manoeuvre if you do fancy the away side.
I think so, yeah. I think the game might be a draw, but I'm not going to put the draw up as an outright selection at 13-5. Because Hertha are so big, Hertha plus a goal is 23-20. So I'm happy enough just to take that and just get a bit of insurance if Hertha do win the game. So I think, you know, that they are capable of getting a result against Leipzig. A lot of people will point you in the direction of Hertha's slightly lacklustre form away from home, but they have had a real, real tough assignment of games on the road this season. They've played Bayern, Eintracht Frankfurt, Borussia Dortmund and Hoffenheim all away from home this season. The fact they play Leipzig this weekend and they themselves are third means that they've played the whole top six before Christmas, by themselves, obviously, away from home. So despite the fact that the away form in the Bundesliga doesn't look great, they only narrowly beat Wolfsburg, who are struggling again. They're just one place above the drop zone. They beat Ingolstadt, who we've said have been pretty rubbish this season. They've been their only two away victories this year, but going to Bayern, losing there, no disgrace in that. Good points against Eintracht, good points against Borussia Dortmund. Only narrowly lost to Hoffenheim, who are going well. They have had some really tough away fixtures this season, so I'm not going to crab their away form too much. And Hertha plus a goal at 23-20 would be the outright selection. But I think just over 2.5, it's 21-20. Both sides will be keen to get back to winning ways here. And I think that will be the way into this game, goals.
OK. Right, we'll move to Serie A for Saturday night game. Juve-Roma coming up at 7:45. Juve are 4-5, the draw 11-4. Roma in the betting at 16-5. The big two, if you like, or at least they have been in recent years in Serie A, and it looks like going that way again, if we're being honest. Roma got the better of AC Milan last week. That puts them in clear second place, and you'd imagine that they'll be looking up rather than down, Roma. They'll be looking at how they can catch Juve rather than AC and Napoli and Lazio are snapping at our heels. Juve, we mentioned their slip-up against Genoa a few weeks ago. At home, they are still pretty much untouchable. I love records like this because, I mean, I'm looking on a website now and it is just a sea of green. Just win, win, win. Yes, you've got the odd draw in there, although they're mainly in the Champions League.
They're all in the Champions League.
They all are, aren't they? And ones are friendly.
24 games in a row they've won at home in Serie A.
And they are such a appealing price. They're almost even money. Roma are good, don't get me wrong. Roma are good, but they're also not as good away from home as they are at home. Do your best, Sam Norris, to talk me out of going all in on home win here.
I can't. I'm a huge fan of the Juventus home win. I am going to try and eke out a little bit more value, despite the fact that the 4-5 is a very good price. When you look at that Juve home form, especially in the league, as you say, if you look at any sort of scoring website you like, if you refine it to Serie A at home, it's all green. 24 games at home they've won in succession in the league. Roma, they're second in the table, again, based on good home form. They're actually on an 11-game winning streak at home. Not as good away. The thing that interested me with this Juve run is five of the last eight, they have actually conceded at home. So five of the last eight home games have been score wins. Now, they're coming up against the second best side in the league, who you would fancy have got enough in them to get a goal. So 13-5, Juventus score win for me, it's going to be my nap this week. I'm going to try and round off the festive period with a big priced one. So I put up plenty of shorties this season. But it's 13-5, the win and both teams to score. Five of the last eight, it's landed at home against Fiorentina. Okay, Sassuolo. Fairly surprised they got a goal. Udinese, fairly surprised they got a goal. Sampdoria, they got a goal. Napoli, okay. Atlanta, fairly surprised they got a goal. So, you know, it isn't all the best teams going there and scoring. Some of the lesser lights of the league have gone to Juventus and scored.
Very un-Juve, that, isn't it?
Yeah, very. Because, I mean, I didn't... It was only really when I glanced at their last five home games and I thought, well, they've conceded in four of those. Go back and it's five of the last eight.
A staple of the European Football Podcast is Juve
winter nil. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's hardly bad, but 14 goals conceded in 16 games by their standards is a lot.
Yeah, I mean they're never conceding more than one, and they're winning these games, a lot of them 3-1, 4-1. They're still winning games comfortably, but the fact of the matter is they are conceding. I watched the Roma game on Monday night. They took on Milan, and it was a really, really polished clinical performance, I have to say, from Roma. Shut Milan out really well, who are having a much better season than they've enjoyed in years gone by. So I was impressed by Roma, but there's absolutely no opposing Juventus at home. The 4-5 is great. I completely agree with that. But 13-5 for something that's landed in four of the last five at home, and they've conceded goals to worse teams than Roma at times. I don't think there's any reason why Roma can't get on the score sheet here. 13-5. I think it is a really good bet. There was just one goal scorer as well that I wanted to maybe take a look at. Higuain takes a huge chunk out of the market. 17-20 he is any time. But I don't mind the look of Mario Mandzukic here. He's never really going to be a 20-30 goal a season. I'm going to steam into him in an anytime goal scorer at Acca with Messi and Ronaldo every week. But he's 7-5 to score any time. So the fact that he's not as prolific as some is factored into the price. He scored three times in Juve's last four at home. So Mario Mandzukic at 7-5 could be an anytime goal scorer play. But the best bet of the weekend for me, Alex, Juventus to win and both teams to score.
I'm going to fire some numbers at you now.
Right.
We'll start with 20. That's going to be followed by 24. And that one's going to be followed by 23. And then another 24. Swiftly followed by 20 again. And so far this season, 14.
Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah, I know. Just how many goals Juve have conceded in a whole season in the league? This season, not even halfway through. Mm. And they are well on their way to catching up with last season already. It's hardly something to cry about. It's nothing drastic. But as you said, it may just be that the value certainly lies with both teams to score, or at least just Juve maybe just being a little less solid.
Maybe, I mean,
than they have been.
It could just be that, I mean, their back three plus Buffon to make it a back four is famed, but it's not getting any younger, is it?
I was going to say, average age is over 50.
yeah, exactly. So it could just be that those players that have been so good defensively for Juventus, still great defenders, but maybe just losing a yard or two.
Perhaps. Right, another game that hopefully will have plenty of goals comes up on Sunday at 3:45. It's Ajax against PSV in Holland. Ajax are 23-20, the draw is 23-10, and PSV are 21-10. I do like a good old clash of big sides in Holland. We've got Feyenoord, Ajax and PSV as the big three, if you like.
Yes.
And whenever they come together, you just seem to get decent games. It does help that there's normally plenty of goals as well. In the head-to-heads between these two, there have been a fair few goals. Not a complete riot by any means. And PSV actually come here off been tied at the back. They've not conceded in the last three now in all competitions. Ajax, similarly, not quite as free-flowing as maybe we have seen them in recent years. But both sides have got some work to do to catch Feyenoord, who sit top of the tree. 3-point gap between Feyenoord and Ajax, and then another 3-point gap between Ajax and PSV. I'd say it's a game PSV have to win to really stay in the title race already. If they lose this and Ajax go on and win, then there's 6 points. And, well, it's not easy to make up at all. Two sides I really like, though. PSV, so far this season, have only conceded 7 goals in their 16 games. They're going to do very well to shut Ajax out, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Although, I say that, recently the goals have just seemed to dry up slightly in Holland as a league, which is bizarre because everyone will know, particularly the Eerste, not so much the Eredivisie, but everyone will know it is goals galore in the second flight. And generally, the Eredivisie has provided plenty of goals. But I don't know, this season there just seems to have been, maybe it's more of a focus on defence from these two sides. I mean, years gone by, we'd be talking over 2.5, both teams to score. But the only bet I can really put up, given the results we've seen recently, Alex, it has to be under 2.5 goals at 10-11. You look at, this season, PSV's games averaged just a pretty miserable 1.8 goals per game. They featured in 3 goalless draws this year and 4 1-0 wins or defeats, which equates to 7 of their 16 games so far being under 1.5 goals. And if you expand that to under 2.5, which is the bet I'm going to go for, 11 of their 16 fixtures this season already for PSV have gone under 2.5 goals. Ajax fare a little bit better, but again, half of their games this season have been under 2.5. And it really has the feel to me of a game that's going to be decided by just a single goal. To further fuel that argument, Ajax are without Bertrand Traore, ex-Chelsea player, obviously, who with four goals, which doesn't sound a lot. He's actually their second top goal scorer this season. He misses this game with injury. Nothing about it really screams goals for me. So under 2.5 goals will be the pick for me at 10 to 11. If I was pushed on that outright, I probably would lean towards PSV. They're a bigger price. They're 21 to 10, although this is the kind of game where you think you could make a case for all three outright results, to be fair. But they've only lost one game this season. That was a narrow 1-0 defeat to Feyenoord, who were top of the table, whereas Ajax come into this off the back of defeat at FC Twente. So I would have a slight preference for PSV at a bigger price, 21 to 10 in the outright market. But under 2.5 for me at 10 to 11. It's landed in the last three games that Ajax have contested and eight of PSV's last nine. It also landed the last time the two sides met. It's not always the most exciting bet to watch, but under 2.5 goals is the way in for me. It's just been a bit of a different Eredivisie to what we've been used to this season.
Yeah, if you go back to last season, average goals, the bottom three, if you like, not in the table, but in the overs-unders table, were averaging 2.3, 2.6 and 2.6 goals per game, respectively. Compare that to so far this season, and it's 1.8, 1.8 and 1.9. Mm. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it actually does sound like quite a big difference, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like a big difference. It actually does. It's nearly a full goal per game less.
Yeah. It's really bizarre as well. I mean, I've not been glued to Dutch football this year, but just having a little look at their recent form, I was thinking, wow, it's unbelievably low scoring at the moment.
Well, Willem Twee are on a run of at least five games under 1.5.
Blimey.
See, the things that you find out when you actually delve into the Dutch league. We're so used to talking about La Liga, and it is quite nice sometimes just to
and to be fair,
a little look.
Before I looked at it, I just thought, oh, yeah, Dutch league goals. Always goals in the Dutch league.
Yeah.
But, it's been bizarre this year. It's fair, under 1.5 wouldn't be the worst bet. I mean, as I said earlier, seven of PSV's 16 games this season have gone under 1.5 goals. Because the under 2.5's just shy of even money, I'd take the extra goal there, but I wouldn't put anyone off under 1.5 in this game. As I say, it's not the most exciting thing to watch in the world, but I think it'll be a winner.
Okay. All stats are correct as of Wednesday afternoon, just in case there's been a glut of goals in the interim period. Final game we're going to focus on is Lazio against Fiorentina, Sunday night at 7:45. Lazio 19-20, the draw 12-5, and Fiorentina are 5-2. Final game that we're going to look at this calendar year, Sam. Are you going to give us a belting bet? It's 5th against 7th. Lazio doing okay, actually. They are that side, and I remember saying, probably going back two seasons now, might have been start of last season, that their home form is so good that they could win a league, but their away form is shocking, and that's what stops them. Their home form this season's been pretty good, 5 wins from 8, have had 2 losses, including last time in the Rome derby. Ironically, their away form is actually the best in the league so far. They come up against the Fiorentina side, who've been in and out. They beat Sassuolo 2-1 the other night. Tricky game. Lazio, odds on, not doing masses for me, that, but worthy favourites.
Yes, I agree. Similar to the Leipzig game that we spoke about earlier, although Lazio are that bit bigger. 19 to 20, you think, they are the worthy favourites, but I'm not in love with that 19 to 20. I don't know whether I'll give you a belting bet to round off this year, Alex, but I'll certainly give you a bet that I don't think I've ever put up before, and it's a market that I don't really get involved with too much. You don't have to scroll too far down the console for it. It's right at the top, but I never really play it. Both teams to score, no draw.
Okay.
In the betting at 29-20. We're talking about two sides who come into this in reasonably good form. They've both won 3 of their last 4 games, and both are probably around where you'd expect them to be in the Serie A table. I think they'll both be in the hunt for that final Europa League spot. I think they're a cut away from the top four in Serie A this season, but both well within a shout of finishing 5th this term. So I looked at a couple of the other markets. It's 7-10 that the game goes over 2.5, which has landed plenty recently. It's 8-13 that both teams score. Just looking for something a little bit bigger. And that BTTS no draw sprung out to me at 29-20. It's interesting when you look at the head-to-heads between the pair as well. Only one of the last 12 meetings and none of the last 5 have been a draw. So 29-20 does offer a little bit of value there in a game where I do expect both sides to score. They've both scored plenty of goals this season. BTTS is a regular lander in Fiorentina matches. It's landed in their last five in all competitions. So I think both teams get on the score sheet. And I just thought it was interesting that head-to-heads, just one of the last 12 and zero of the last five. I'm not always a huge head-to-head player. I know not everybody is, but just an interesting stat that that added a little bit to the 29-20 BTTS no draw, which will be the selection. There was one goal scorer I didn't mind here as well. Nikola Kalinic, who scored five goals for Fiorentina this season. He got a brace against Sassuolo last week, and I watched the highlights of that one, and he could have had an absolute hatful. He arrived into that game in okay form. He'd only got three goals all season prior to that, but scored two goals, could have had a lot more. 13-8 any time he is. I think he's the most likely man if you're looking for a goal scorer bet. So maybe Kalinic to score at 13-8, but BTTS no draw, 29-20, a market that I don't use enough.
Okay, fair enough. Interesting, you mentioned Nikola Kalinic. Players like him and Anthony Modeste as well, who scored plenty of goals this season for in Germany for Cologne. Both they were both at Blackburn, and both happen to have been rubbish.
Yes.
And then have made... But it is strange, isn't it, how you do get players that are just horrendous in the Premier League and then go elsewhere and make successes of themselves. Yeah. But, yeah, Kalinic is in decent form after that brace in midweek. Or on Monday night, I should say. Right. Naps.
Mm.
I'm going to... I know what you're going for already.
Yeah.
But the listeners don't, Sam. So you tell them first.
Juventus to win and both teams to score in Juve versus Roma at 13-5.
I'm going to be a bit not sneaky, that's the wrong word, but I'm just going to be a bit boring. My nap is going to be Juventus,
right,
full stop, just on the outright.
Yeah.
And I know it means that you can't have a double on the naps this week, but I'm not having someone take that away from me. I'm not letting someone nap in a game. I just can't get away from it.
Yeah.
So what you do have there is a guide as to the level of confidence that we have in Juventus to get the job done in some way, shape or form.
Or it's the double penalty.
Possibly. But depending on how risky you are, either take the 4-5 and be sensible like me, or live on the wild side like Sam Norris.
We're like the angel and the devil.
We are.
You on one shoulder going, sensible, Juve.
I'm a handsome, grey-haired angel, and you're a young-faced,
yeah,
that brummy devil.
The spawn of Satan himself. Roma will score.
But either way, we both think Juve will get the job done there, and they're an appealing price. So that's just about it from this year on the European Football Podcast. We'll be back in the new year, as I said. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you as well, Sam.
Thank you very much, Alex.
For your time. Good luck with your bets now and over the festive periods. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.